green tea, an organic compound Lucky Bamboo fertilizer homemade. One of the most popular herbal drinks throughout the world with a lot of benefits for overall health. This magic drink can be a perfect fertilizer for your Lucky Bamboo too. How to make your green tea fertilizer for Lucky Bamboo? Brew green tea as you would normally and allow it to cool to room temperature. Fill a watering can or spray bottle with the tea and water your Lucky Bamboo with it. Be sure to use it in moderation, every 2 to 4 weeks is sufficient. Pro tips to use your green tea fertilizer for Lucky Bamboo. Best time to use, apply the green tea fertilizer once every 2 to 4 weeks during the growing season, spring and summer. Storage duration, green tea fertilizer is best used fresh. Avoid storing it for too long as it may spoil. Storage method, brew a fresh batch of green tea each time you want to use it as fertilizer. Amount, use the brewed green tea to thoroughly water the soil around the Lucky Bamboo. Ensure that the entire root ball gets soaked. Benefits of green tea as a Lucky Bamboo fertilizer homemade. Green tea contains various organic compounds, including nitrogen, potassium, and trace amounts of other minerals. I discussed the importance of macro and micro elements for Lucky Bamboo when I told you about the what is the best fertilizer for Lucky Bamboo. Now, let's find out the benefits of green tea as a homemade fertilizer. Its nitrogen will promote healthy leaf and stem growth of your Lucky Bamboo. Its potassium will enhance root development and overall plant vigor. The organic compounds of green tea will improve soil fertility and microbial activity. It also will improve the soil texture. Read my previous article about the best soil for Lucky Bamboo. Fish tank water, a rich nitrogen Lucky Bamboo fertilizer homemade. If you are a fan of aquariums and their colorful fish, you must know it not only adds to an appealing view of your house, but the fish tank water can also be a good homemade fertilizer for your Lucky Bamboo. Pro tips to use fish tank water fertilizer for Lucky Bamboo. Use water from your fish tank that has been changed out as fertilizer. Best time to use the fish tank water fertilizer whenever you perform regular water changes in your fish tank. Water your Lucky Bamboo with this water as needed, but not too frequently. Storage duration, use the fish tank water immediately after changing it. Do not store it for an extended period. Make sure that the water has not been treated with any chemicals. Amount, water the plant thoroughly with the fish tank water, ensuring that the soil is evenly moistened. If you are interested in finding out the best way to water Lucky Bamboo, please read my previous article. Benefits of fish tank water as a Lucky Bamboo fertilizer homemade. Fish tank water is rich in nitrogen compounds, such as ammonia and nitrate. Benefits. Nitrogen is a crucial nutrient for plant growth, contributing to the development of leaves and stems. Fish tank water provides a readily available source of nitrogen, promoting lush and vibrant foliage in Lucky Bamboo. Banana peel, a rich potassium Lucky Bamboo fertilizer homemade. Do you think the only use of banana peels is as a silverware polisher? It is also a Lucky Bamboo fertilizer homemade. After eating this delicious, feed your plants with its peels. Keep reading to show you how to make your banana peel fertilizer for Lucky Bamboo. Cut up banana peels into small pieces and bury them in the soil around your Lucky Bamboo. The peels will break down over time and release nutrients into the soil. Replace the peels every few months for best results. Pro tips to use banana peel fertilizer for Lucky Bamboo. Best time to use, apply banana peel fertilizer every 2 to 3 months during the growing season. Storage duration, banana peels can be stored for up to a week before they start to decompose. Storage method, keep the banana peels in an airtight container or sealed bag in a cool, dry place until you are ready to use them. Amount, cut the banana peels into small pieces and bury them in the soil around the Lucky Bamboo. You can use multiple peels depending on the size of the pot, but avoid excessive amounts that may lead to rotting. Benefits of banana peel as a Lucky Bamboo fertilizer homemade. Banana peels contain potassium, phosphorus, calcium, magnesium, and other trace minerals. So, using it as a Lucky Bamboo fertilizer homemade can have benefits for your plant. Its potassium will enhance plant vitality, improve flowering, and strengthen stems and roots. Its phosphorus promotes root development, supports flower production, and aids in overall plant health. Its calcium and magnesium contribute to nutrient uptake and help prevent nutrient deficiencies. Eggshell, slow-release calcium Lucky Bamboo fertilizer homemade. Another homemade natural fertilizer for Lucky Bamboo and most indoor plants with the ability to store for a long time. You can make it easily. How to make your eggshell fertilizer for Lucky Bamboo? Crush eggshells into small pieces. You can do this by hand or with a food processor. Bury the eggshell pieces in the soil around your lucky bamboo. Replace as needed when the shells have broken down completely. Pro tips to use eggshell fertilizer for lucky bamboo. Best time to use, apply eggshell fertilizer once every 3 to 4 months during the growing season. Storage duration, crushed eggshells can be stored for a long time, even several months if kept in a dry and airtight container. Storage method, crush the eggshells into small pieces and store them in a sealed container in a cool and dry place until ready to use. Amount, sprinkle a moderate number of crushed eggshells around the base of the bamboo. Use approximately 1 to 2 tablespoons for a small pot. Benefits of eggshell as a lucky bamboo fertilizer homemade. Eggshells mainly consist of calcium carbonate, with small amounts of other minerals like magnesium and phosphorus. So, if you use it along with a nitrogen fertilizer, such as fish tank water, can be a complete feed for your indoor bamboo plant. As I told you in my previous article, calcium contributes to cell wall development, strengthening the plant's structure and helping to prevent disease and insect damage. Eggshells also provide a slow-release source of calcium, which can help maintain proper pH levels in the soil. Epsom salt, a magnesium-rich lucky bamboo fertilizer homemade. Epsom salt, also known as magnesium sulfate, is a chemical compound made up of magnesium, sulfur, and oxygen. Despite its name, Epsom salt is not a salt, but a mineral compound. It takes its name from the town of Epsom in Surrey, England, where the compound was first discovered in natural springs. Epsom salt is commonly used for various purposes, such as a fertilizer for plants. It provides magnesium and sulfur, which are essential nutrients for plant growth. How to make your Epsom salt fertilizer for lucky bamboo? Dissolve 1 teaspoon of Epsom salt in 1 liter of water. Water your lucky bamboo with the solution. Use this fertilizer at most once per month. Pro tips to use Epsom salt fertilizer for lucky bamboo. Best time to use, apply Epsom salt fertilizer once every 2 to 3 months during the growing season. Storage duration, Epsom salt can be stored indefinitely if kept in a dry and airtight container. Storage method, store the Epsom salt in a sealed container in a cool and dry location. Amount, dissolve 1 teaspoon of Epsom salt in 1 liter of water and use this solution to water the lucky bamboo. Avoid exceeding the recommended concentration. Benefits of Epsom salt as a lucky bamboo fertilizer homemade. As I told you above, Epsom salt is primarily composed of magnesium and sulfur. So if you find out your plant has any deficiency for these elements, you can use it. Magnesium is an essential nutrient for chlorophyll production, which is necessary for photosynthesis and overall plant energy. Sulfur is vital for protein synthesis, enzyme function, and the formation of certain vitamins and amino acids within plants. Epsom salt can help prevent magnesium and sulfur deficiencies, which can lead to yellowing leaves or stunted growth.